I've learned in recent days that once again, the Department of Housing and the government have refused to agree a plan for affordable housing in Donegal because, incredibly, we're told we don't fit the criteria. Now, all you have to do is talk to estate agents in Donegal and look at what it costs to buy a new home and then see what does an average family earn in the county. For Christ's sake, this is not rocket science. But this is what we're dealing with. We don't fit the criteria. So now would you believe that a survey has been undertaken asking anybody interested to take up affordable housing in the county rather than just going and building it on publicly owned land? Our party has laid out the plans again and again for building affordable housing on publicly owned land relative to what people earn. So I'm laying out for you, Minister, the absolute disaster for my county, and I'm hearing it all the time. Why are so many of our young people emigrating to places like Australia, to America, to places like Dubai, to Britain, to across Europe? Because they cannot afford the rents due to your disastrous housing policy driving up rents. Rents have doubled in Donegal in recent times. They can't build up the savings, and they certainly can't afford to pay over $300,350 for a basic home in the county. So this crisis that we watched from Donegal, that started in the cities, started in Dublin, worked its way into Cork, Galway. Now every part of this state has a situation where young families who were told if they work hard, there's a social contract, they'd be able to put a roof over their head. They can't afford to do it. This is a societal disaster. And to tell counties like Donegal and many other counties that you don't fit the criteria for affordable housing is unacceptable. So this is why your targets not only are far too low, but many counties can't even get on that list. Minister, you need to listen. You need to wake up and smell the coffee.